Right, we haven't got intro because I'm in the car. I'm here with my mate Ben and we are on the way down to Bama. We're about an hour out, so I thought we would do a quick podcast. Ben's screwing because he's betting on, I don't even know what the fuck he's betting on. He's betting on some bullshit.
Velo Club.
Anyone know what country that is?
Under 20s.
He's just saying he was betting on the Argentinian B League yesterday. I mean, you got a fucking problem, pal.
Well, I've just got someone to... Oh, Brazilian under 20s.
Brazilian under 20 league, yeah, that's not corrupt.
They've had me off there. That was cut to my winning streak to an end.
So, yeah, we are on the way down to Birmingham. We're on the M6. We're off to go and watch Bama, covering for our website, MMA Latest. We're also doing some stuff on Sport Bible, so this will be out before Bama's out. So, if you are on Snapchat, that's what we're doing a Snapchat takeover for Sport Bible. We're also doing stuff for MMA Latest, so follow MMA Latest News on Twitter, on Facebook, or hit the website up. And if you're on Snapchat, then check out TS Bible, Sport Bible, if you've got Snapchat. We'll be doing all sorts of shit from behind the scenes, talking to ring card girls, talking to managers, fighters, the crowd, all sorts of shit. You know, we'll have a good time over down there. It's absolutely roasting, isn't it?
I think I should have worn all black now.
So, talk to us about this little betting gig that you're going on in a minute. Well, started with a tenner, trip to a grand.
Yeah, no, I got it 200 quid yesterday.
That's the goal, though, isn't it, to get to a grand?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, but like, I think my ass is going for put about 6-7 ton on Brazilian under 20s getting another goal. So
we did this a couple of years back, I remember. Well, it might have been just over a year ago or some shit like that. And it was on the Betfair stuff. Is it, you still doing it on Betfair?
Bet365.
The Betfair one that we were doing, I'm sure it was Betfair. It was Betfair, wasn't it?
I don't think so, because I've never had Betfair, so I might have had Bet365, because they've got a majority of markets.
Right.
Got a corner, 25 seconds to go.
The stuff we was betting on was the plan for it anyway was to flip quite small bets into really big money, and you end up putting on a fuckload of money to win pennies and pounds, really, wasn't it? And
well, yeah, what did I put on there? 15 quid, I think. To win, and I put 12 and a half, oh, I can't remember, 15 and a half quid, I think, to win about £19 back.
the one that I was doing a bit back, which I got burnt on, started off with 20 quid and I got it up to 400-500 quid. And the way we were doing it was we would identify in the morning which games you was going to bet on, so you would see a home favourite. And the game that I got fucked on was Barcelona, right? Now, Barcelona's a great bet for this sort of stuff, because they're always odds on. You only go for a big favourite at home, and then you wait until they get, like, a couple of goals up or a goal up with fuck all left on the clock. I bet on this one, right? At about the 80-minute mark, Barcelona at home, 2-0 up, right? 80 minutes. Right, and I think it was Rayo. I think. I'm probably going to butcher this, but someone will be able to Google it and find out exactly who it was. They was up 2-0 with not long to go, and it went into injury time, and I'm thinking, laughing, I'm sure I put about 480 quid on it, right? And
so,
I
think it was
about 1-20 when I put it on, right? So I'm winning, what, a fiver or something? Maybe a tenner, well, something like that? So I'm winning fucking nothing for what I've put on anyway, and they ended up drawing 2-2. Fucking cunt, absolute cunt. I was in a mood for about a week on the back of that.
I hate that, because you only remember the losses, you don't remember the wins.
Yeah.
Like, Everton, Sunderland fucked me over the other day. 3-0.
Why would you bet on Everton at the minute?
No, I wasn't betting on Everton, I was just betting on them being another goal.
Oh, right.
So that's all I'm doing, betting on them. And it was like 25 minutes ago, it was end to end. Everton had so many chances.
Well, that's Everton's a good bet for scoring a goal against them or scoring a goal.
Lukaku had so many chances. Morales, obviously Sunderland were in party mode because they were staying up anyway. But I didn't risk it all on there because I was a bit suspect. So I only put a little bit on it, and they still had like a bit of a buffer. And I think that's the key, really.
Because
start with a tenner. Like, I was betting like 150 quid yesterday, 140 quid, but I still had 40 quid in reserve or something. So if I had a loss, they're not really lost because it's only an original tenner. So it's only a bit of fun. I've been doing it during work all week. Sat there, well, I've had nothing to do. Just betting on random. Well, we're betting on the Thai Women's League. Thursday, I think it was. And the Belarus Premier League, all sorts of shit. It's only a bit of fun.
When I was doing that on the Betfair one, it was like the Finland under 19s and shit that you end up. But
you've got to see the stats. So it's like, saying to you before, I'll only do it on the things where they look like, you know, they've had quite a number of shots in the game. There's plenty of time left, so at least 40 minutes, if not a full second half. Odds are down to like 1-4 or better, 1-3 or even 8-13 or even 1-2 even sometimes. And sometimes they come in with like the next couple of minutes and you think buzzing. And then other times, like yesterday, I think it was the Belgium playoffs and it was like, is it Charlenoy or something like that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And thought, oh, it's gone. And 92nd minute or 91st minute or something like that, boom. £1.50.
Do you know what I was looking for yesterday? No, not yesterday. It was what day are we on? Saturday. Some fucking point this week. I was looking. I was going to see what the odds on Angel Gomez to win a Ballon d'Or are. Yeah, you can't find them odds. I think you probably have to walk into. I think William Hill do that sort of shit, don't they?
I'm not sure. Well, yeah, obviously bookies take it.
But I was looking on and. Wayne Rooney was 100-1 with like all these different bookies to win.
To win what?
To win a Ballon d'Or. Next season's Ballon d'Or. So not just a Ballon d'Or.
100-1.
100-1.
So Rooney's chances were better than Leicester winning the Premier League. By a long shot.
50 times or something.
That's never going to happen.
But check this out, right? One of the odds makers, I can't remember which one it was, which fucking company was it? I want to say BetVictor or something like that. This is just the most backward way around going it, right? It was. 399 to 4.
399 to 4. Yeah, I don't get why they do that. Like,
fucking call 100-1, you
knobheads. 100-30.
Yeah.
Like, call it 3-1,
isn't it?
And a bit.
Yeah. But like, I thought.
Or just shorten it down to 10-3.
Yeah. For like, those ones, though, like, 399 to 4. I was like,
I've never seen that. We was looking the other day because. There was that leak online, weren't they, about the England squad?
All right.
And I thought, oh, well, is it worth like putting some cheeky bets on? Should see who got it? I think it was only that Triple A bet that had odds we could find on.
Who's going to be in the squad?
I heard it on TalkSport, yes. Oh, so we're having a look, and it's like, Luke Shaw's name was on that leaked list. Because Danny Rose had a nightmare against, Southampton. And also the week before Chelsea, when the Reds
were going to drop him for that over a player that's not played since fucking October.
Well, no, because Ryan Bertrand would be ahead of him, wouldn't he?
He's painting.
No, well, I don't know. I don't think they wait until the after this weekend. Now until tomorrow, because someone's going to get fucked over. Probably Rooney again, and then they'll be rushing him to get him fit, and he'll play all three games, and we'll get knocked out, and they'll be like, "Saw your fault, Wayne."
Rooney can't fucking start in the Euros unless he's in midfield or number 10.
He can't play midfield, it's always this.
Well, but he can play off the striker.
He can play number 10.
Yeah, he can't lead the fucking line.
He can't play centre mid either.
No, he can't. No, he's not box to box. He's definitely not box to box.
I don't know why he thinks he can just ping it. He's standing in the middle and ping it left and right. Like, he's not Paul Scholes.
He is not Paul Scholes. It was a couple of times against West Ham. And I was just like, fuck me, what is he doing? Like, just because you're playing them balls out to the side, mate, it doesn't make you Paul Scholes. There's a lot more to Paul Scholes than that.
But Paul Scholes was doing it with purpose. Rooney was just doing it for the sake of thinking, well, I need to himself like a starting spot for next year. Because if Jose comes in, I'm straight out the door.
Potentially.
Although saying that, we've got no character whatsoever.
So yeah, I couldn't find a bet for Angel Gomez to win a Ballon d'Or. Do you see that highlights video?
No, sorry. I mean, I don't have time to watch these 2-3 minute videos, mate. So I want it condensed into like 15 seconds.
Well, Angel likes to play. Angel likes to play that switch ball out to the side as well. Like, I really struggle on where the fuck I would play him. I think I wonder if we'll see it in the 21s next year. I mean, the 21s might be a bit of a push because Angels...
16.
Angels, well, he's still 15 at the start of the season, actually.
He's not... he needs to grow physically.
Well, Messi didn't. And I know I'm putting him with one of the greatest players of all time, but his game's not predicated on needing that size. And when players come clattering into him, he just goes down. He gets himself a free kick. And he has to have a decent career with being tiny. This,
yeah, I'm not saying...
Valbuena, for fuck's sake.
What? Can't get in the French squad now because of allegations about his personal life.
Yeah, I'm not just going to skim right over that. But yeah, I mean, he's made a career as an international footballer, despite the fact he's a fucking dwarf. So,
yeah, there's loads of players who do that, but...
And his game's about agility and lateral movement. Which...
Yeah, but like, they never get appreciated in England, or the people with that sort of...
If you've got the right players around him, then he's going to... Look at Scholes. Scholes shouldn't have come through on his physical attributes.
No, but Scholes... Yeah, I said that. He's an asthma now, but he was 5'7 anyway. And he would throw himself into a tackle, and he made a career out of, like, arriving late. So... And always having space. So unless you've got loads of space,
I think Angel makes the space with his touch. He's always got his head up. He's always looking around. He's got a pass in him. He's such an unselfish footballer. I think that he's, without a shadow of a doubt, going to be a first team player. And I hope it's at United, because they could easily fucking go Madrid or anywhere like that. I mean, if he did end up going Spain, I couldn't fucking blame him, because he will absolutely dominate in that league with the time he will get on the ball. And obviously, we've seen what a little magician like Messi can do. Like I said,
it depends on his attitude, isn't it, really? It comes down 90% of it is attitude. And that's why Yannetai and Pereira are still in the under-21s.
He does appear to have that correct attitude. His decision-making on the ball, more often than not, you're like, yeah, that was really good. Rather than going, what the fuck are you doing half the time? I don't find myself saying that to him. Like I said, it's his lateral movement, which... coupled with the fact that he's tiny, and because he's tiny, he can't weigh fuck all, so being able to move his whole body left and right must be very easy for him to do. I mean, this on that highlight video, was the ones from the Newcastle game, he put one of the Newcastle defenders on his arse about 3 or 4 times just by changing direction. I mean, that's what a 5'11", 6' defender's going to do. When, I mean, I'm not sure how tall he is, he's fucking tiny. I mean, the picture that we got of him and Illy is hilarious, isn't it?
agility is the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's also being able to stand a physical test.
Yeah.
And your body, because you look at...
Well, he's playing the same team as Timothy Fosu-Mensa this year. I mean, how are they the same species of fucking human?
Yeah, but he's like, not real, that kid. And which I think is unfair that he's been dropped or left out the first team picture.
Do you think it's because of the Pep?
Well, there's no real other reason for it, is there? Maybe it was to try and curb his youthful exuberance, because you see him in centre midfield, centre forward, and he's like leaving his poles. But saying that, I mean, when we played West Ham, he had Payet in his pocket when we beat him in the quarter final.
Yeah. And look what happened at Spurs. I mean, it's probably a coincidence that we conceded 3 goals 6 minutes after he went off when nothing was coming down his side. It probably is a coincidence, but
there was a lot of space there when he left.
Yeah. But he was doing a good job up until he went off. I mean, for me, he's midfield. He really is. I mean,
yeah, SEN type.
Yeah, people compare him to Pogba, and I think that's just a lazy, almost racist comparison, because he's a fucking black dude with spiky hair. I think that's a lazy comparison, because he's nothing like Pogba.
Yeah, technique-wise, nah, Pogba's different level.
Like, Pogba's an attacking midfielder. Fosu-Mensah's a destroyer.
Yeah, as I say, Pogba glides and...
They're nothing alike. Nothing alike in gameplay. And yeah, but lad, man, but he's so light on his feet.
But not even to like, didn't even take him to West Ham.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I've probably seen where he's going. He's going for the experience and think experience is going to get him over the line, but experience got him fucking nowhere. The only way that saved his skin is playing the youngsters, because they're showing the fight and the character. We were in that game until the start of the second half, and then Martial took it upon himself to drag back in.
How fucking good is he?
If I was him, I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing here?
If we didn't have him and De Gea, can you imagine where we'd be?
I seen yesterday, he said, I failed the target, so no shit, mate. But, you know, we need to be more attacking. But don't go into the season with one recognised striker who's not even a striker anymore. And
did say this.
Some kid who you think, yeah, I mean, the proof's in the pudding, the amount of goals that we haven't scored.
I think we also lack a... Van Gaal said it, he lacks a senior creative outlet. Well, he's got Mata, which he doesn't utilise correctly.
But you don't put Mata on the right wing.
Well,
chasing back. I said to you, I think, when we play West Ham.
Like, yeah, the longer he's at right back, the more we're going to have problems. And yeah, eventually.
It's a long night for him. Mata's not good going back and getting his own goal. I mean, Mourinho dumped him because he didn't work hard enough for the team.
And also, he's got he had options. He had Willian, he had Oscar.
And he brought Willian and yeah. Willian into Gazum Tottenham, though, didn't he? Which Willian, obviously, is showing now why he's top footballer. But he played Mata in the number 10 role. He's probably not strong enough. So he needs to. Because well, that's what we were just saying before, wasn't it? Strength and agility and everything like that. He's the one who can pick a pass and iron the needle pass and do that creative spark, but he needs people in front of him.
Making moves.
And I think the reason why he's been shunted out to the right is so that Rooney can play in the number 10. It seems. I don't know. He's been.
If you put Mata in Bayern Munich, in Juventus, in a team that's doing well. Well, then you're going to have a player on your hands.
When we was playing well with Lingard, Martial, Rashford and Mata. Them four. All of a sudden Rooney's fit. Right, we need to put him somewhere so we'll create a role for you.
Rooney's done alright in his role since he's come back.
Yeah, he's
at the detriment of others.
Yeah. So it's like, well, you know, he's England's record goal scorer. He's scored a shitload of goals for United. Playing midfield is not going to break that Bob Charlton's record. You say, would you begrudge him that? Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, I fucking would, yeah.
Thanks, mate. You've been here 11 years, but, well, coming up to 12 or whatever. But
When you think of the club legends and this, that, and the other, and people about the legend of Wayne Rooney, and.
Not for me.
He's never. Yeah, look. I get stick for saying this, but for some reason, a lot of the Irish fans really see Rooney as a legend, and I'm not sure if that's because he's got part Irish heritage or whatever. A lot of the foreign fans see Rooney as a club legend, but when I speak to people at the match, you have to fucking spend a long time talking to people to find someone who will say, yeah, Wayne Rooney's a without a doubt legend. For me, there's question marks.
Yeah, so you can say but then you're like, oh, well, why is there question marks around someone who's your club captain? And he's the second leading goal scorer of all time.
And what he's done for England. There shouldn't be question marks, but there is. And if you say there isn't question marks, then you're not being honest, because there are question marks.
I mean, I get that. It's like he's had to play out of position for a good number of years to accommodate.
And I don't even hold the transfer request against him, because I completely agree with both the fucking transfer requests. Both of them, because the first one, we sign... Obertan, Valencia and Michael Owen after letting a Ballon d'Or winner go for a world record fee, right? And we spoke about that a lot this week on Full Time Devils and stuff like that, because it's the anniversary of the Glazers, and that's the big thing you can highlight about the Glazers, that there's no way Barcelona and Real Madrid allow a Ballon d'Or winning player to go and don't sign a Ballon d'Or potential or actual player on the back of to replace him.
Well, for a lot of the years we didn't buy anyone.
Yeah, and Rooney says we lacked ambition. Well, we fucking did.
Yeah, well, I agreed with him there. I had no issue with him, so that one.
Okay, so the second one, you hold the second one against him.
I'm just trying to think. Was that Fergie?
Yeah, that was Fergie. Yeah, now, there was that certain player that we did that thing with that time, remember? I'm not saying on here, but that told us that the plan was that Rooney was going prior to Moyes, and Fergie put it all on him, and the interviews that Fergie did, he did on purpose, and he was... They'd fell out, obviously, and the plan was Rooney was going to be shipped out, and David Moyes came in and thought he knew better, gave Rooney a new contract.
Like he did with Nani, by the way, 5 years.
Yep.
That worked out well.
Do you know what? That season, we obviously did the player, the man of the match shit for, and the player ratings for every game for MUFC latest. And I went through every single game and looked at what we'd given as player ratings for each game. Now, it's not scientific. It's someone's gut feeling on the back of a game, but it's usually done within an hour of the game ending. So it's honest. It's honest reviews of players. So what I did was I fed them all into a spreadsheet and I worked out what the average was. And David De Gea won player of the year that season. But Rooney had the highest rating. And if you remember that early part of that season, he fucking smashed me. He had that bra on his head.
Oh, yeah.
Was fucking class.
Because he was angry.
Yeah.
Because he plays with anger. That's, as soon as that got took away from him, he's just gone, himself.
I think he's mismanaged by his agents and by his management. And I think they hide his personality because I think he's... By all accounts, you speak to the players, like Rio comes out and some of the other players come out and Rooney's everyone's mate in the dressing room. Everyone likes him, but he never lets that side of him out.
Not into the press, because it's difficult because you get twatted from every single angle, don't you?
He probably does, yeah.
I mean, I think it was while watching that documentary about him when he broke the record. And he's... people saying to him, oh, you know, 1 minute he's playing PlayStation with the youngsters and then the next he's doing this with the seniors or whatever, and he's integrating between them, and he's probably, to be honest, in fairness, he's not really shown on the pitch, but he's probably kept that dressing room together since Van Gaal's been there.
Yes, as a
captain, and because he's got rid of, we haven't got any character.
Look at that 2013 Champions squad and then you look at what we've allowed to leave, think of the fucking character, right? Rio Ferdinand, right? No matter what you fucking say about Rio, that's a winner and a fucking character. Vidic, Evra, fucking love.
Evra, the testament is it, isn't it? Because, like, obviously, through Urino and that, he said that he misses United. He did ask to come back, but they won't have him. But the way that they prepare and train in Italy is a lot better than what they do in England. He feels physically fitter than what he did at United.
Which you think? Carry on.
Well, he's 34 years old. He played in Champions League final last year.
That was great.
He was class. And he's obviously just won the Serie A again. And now he's going to France, Euro 2016. But we deemed him not good enough. And we was openly, like, going for Baines. And any left-back, really. Anyone who would sign for us, we would have had.
Who did we have before Shaw in that interim?
In the interim.
Can't fucking remember who we had.
I don't know, it weren't Robo, was it?
Fucking remember.
Jesus Christ,
I'm in that shit, I've just blocked it all out. I lost my fucking voice.
Because it was that year, wasn't it?
It was Bayern Munich, the goal at Bayern Munich. For 20 seconds we was going through.
Yeah. David Moyes is anti-football.
Fuck me. I literally lost my voice when he scored that goal, mate.
What a rocket it was. And then it all come crashing down.
Yeah, 21 seconds later we're out again. Oh, I hate football.
Cheers, David. But yeah, who was it? Who played there? Louis van Gaal. No, because Louis van Gaal joined then, and that's when Luke Shaw
signed in the first. He's been over a year, hasn't he?
He looked weighty.
Yes.
And then he started this year. He probably would have won the Ballon d'Or.
I think maybe I can understand the club saying we're going to spend 30 million on Luke Shaw, so it's up to fucking you.
Yeah, because the service that you're giving over like what, 8 years or something.
Yeah.
But like, you're getting rid of like someone with immense character.
Unbelievable character.
You've
seen the behind the scenes videos.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's a fucking legend.
You bring players in and you're just like, they all look dead timid.
Do you remember what Alan Smith said?
No.
About Owen.
Oh yeah. No,
just about, it's just players have had that street bred out of them, haven't they? And I think we've got a lot of Michael Owens at the minute, where on the face of things they're perfectly capable footballers. But sometimes you need a cunt in the team.
You need a nasty side to him.
Yeah.
Like, Schneiderlin needs a nasty side into him. He's been probably justified, really. He's not in the French squad, is he?
I think that's out of order, in all honesty. I think he's better than fucking Sissoko, for starters.
Is Sissoko in there?
Yeah.
But he's not. It's a different position, isn't he? Because he's got Lassana Diarra, who plays Deschamps seems to play all the time. And obviously, you got N'Golo Kante, and you can't really say he doesn't deserve it.
Kante's got to be in there.
You see stuff like, let's say, when he lost his virginity, he won it straight back. I've seen that yesterday.
He's a player that would transform us, you know.
Then you got Pogba next to him, and then Blaise Matuidi.
Do you know what? Considering Valbuena's not going because of all that fucking goings on, which is nuts, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Benzema's not going.
Yeah, I know.
But then you got Tony Marshall. So, nah, that's...
If they decide that they want to win it and it's not affected them. Because I thought if Valbuena goes, there could be some sort of a hangover, because there's going to be cliques in that team who like Benzema, and it could get weird, couldn't it? So I think with him not going, it's probably the best thing that they could do. And if there's no hangover, because the French seem to implode all the time. Is it 2002 or something like that, where they all had a fucking barney? Or 2006?
They got beat by Senegal.
Everyone led a revolt once, didn't they?
Yeah, that was... Was that 2010?
I don't know. Was that not 2006? Or it might have been 2010.
It would have been 2010, if not 14.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's fucking... It seems like there's problems with players.
Yeah,
in,
but they've got that. But the thing is, though, they've got attitude, and they've got that character, which that arrogance of, yeah, you know, this is my team, I'm going to put my stamp on it. This is how we do things. Like, you know, people like Roy Keane, Ilkin, yeah, that someone who's going to twat you if you don't pass them the ball. There's none of that, is it? Imagine who's going to do that.
If France turn up, it's theirs, isn't it? That's simple as that. If they turn up and play to their potential,
you think if you look at their forward three, Payet, Griezmann and Martial.
Yeah, with fucking Kante, Pogba and
between
fucking,
it.
Yeah.
And
what?
Then
you've got Everett bombing up on the left.
You got Hugo Lloris in there.
Digno.
Oh yeah, that's the, yeah, I can remember the right back. And Koscielny and Varane, centre half.
It's only about as good as it could be in every position.
It's only if one of the centre half gets injured, you've got to play Mangala. Then you're fucked. So, yeah, I mean, I think they've got a group of it, and they've got someone like Albania, Switzerland, and
mate, three teams out of four are going through.
Fucking, you know,
in five out of six groups.
No wonder Platini got a worldwide football ban. Fucking draw that they've got.
How dare you?
Sorry, I'll redact that last statement. Allegedly. No, it's been held up by the Court of Arbitration, so fucking
ban cunt. Yeah, that fucking story about Dwight York's first day at United. Roy Keane fucking blasts a ball at him from 2 yards away, gets in his face, dead aggressive, goes, Cantona would have controlled that. Like, yeah, welcome to United, you cunt. Yeah, there's no one at United doing that. Who's going to do that at United now?
He even had like loose cannons like Roy Carroll.
Yeah.
Who wanted to kill everyone.
Yeah, like, he was meant to be a bad twist in him.
Yeah, you think he would really do that. You've got like Blint, who looked like he had jet lag the other night. Got Smalling, he don't look like he's going to twat anyone. You got Rojo, who's just a liability.
Fucking Lingard and Rashford might be the only two that would fucking get stuck in.
Well, that's it. Every time it's gone off during a game, like the Derby or Arsenal or anything, the people who run over is the youngsters. So, yeah, like Memphis was there.
Yeah. That's why I think Memphis deserves a chance, because I think he's got tune in him.
It's only 1 year he's had, isn't he? You can't make a judgment and say, oh, he's never going
to
make it.
Yeah, people expecting wingers to be consistent. Wingers by nature are not fucking consistent.
But he's not a traditional winger, though. So what do you want from him? The only thing I would say is, why do we keep persevering with him on the left?
Yeah, I agree on that, because they didn't play like the same formation, the same system that we play.
Well, he played up front against Watford and looked sharp away and scored, and then he got shunted out because Rooney come back into the team again. So yeah,
I like Memphis.
Rooney.
I think there's a lot in Memphis that's going to come out. And
he's what, 22?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Beckham was only making his debut now, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of expectation that you expect someone to be a world beater at 17.
Don't happen. No. And when it does happen, that's a fucking unicorn.
And people like develop at different ages. Like, I was thinking about Phil Jones at the time's got to be up. But then I thought,
I said that on a Q&A this afternoon, actually.
Then I thought, well, do you know what? You would have said the same for Smalling 18 months ago.
You would have, but Phil Jones can't get over his injuries. Well, he's looked shite in the 21s.
Yeah, because he's not fit, is he? But there's two reasons with Smalling. It's like
right back.
Yeah, but Smalling had the same injuries anyway. Oh, not the same extent, but he had a lot of niggly injuries, and he was out for a lot of time.
In his first season, when the few games that he played, I think he might have been alongside Vidic as a centre half, and he was winning a lot of headers and stuff. And I remember, or he might have been with Rio, I can't remember who. And I was thinking, he looks like a fucking player, but anytime he played him at right back, I'm like, why is he?
Why? he's awkward, isn't he? I mean, he come from like what, non-league to Fulham to United in the space.
Yeah, he's going to be a rough diamond, isn't he? He's going to be a lot of polish.
His pace. I just like the way he bullies people now.
He's direct, but he's not.
But he's the only one in our team who would probably rough someone up. Although, I'll say this, he can't mark for shit at corners. He's absolutely wank.
I hate all that holding bullshit.
Well, it's not just a holding, but dead ball situations. He's trying to mark someone. He loses them all the time, unless he's got hold of the dick.
It does me nothing. But yeah, I don't see him ever fucking steaming over and fucking dropping a right hand on anyone.
Well, yeah, no one does that anymore. That's...
Well, you got Fellaini that does it, but he does it a bit...
Yeah, does it a bit too much.
He gives far too many fouls away.
Well,
Herrera the other night against fucking... That really fucked me off against the West... on the West Ham game.
Yes.
Valencia and Herrera both just giving away foul after foul against the team whose main fucking threat is set pieces.
Yeah, but if you 10 years old and your manager says don't give free kicks and throw-ins away there because they'll hurt you, you wouldn't give as many away that United gave away that time. That's where, you know, as much as he's maligned, Fellaini would have done well then.
I don't know if he would. I think I understand what you're saying, because he would have potentially not given more in the air.
He would have been in the air, but not the way that it was popping off around and how much energy that they had. He would have been sent off.
Yeah.
Which should have happened all the time, because he's late all the time. He just looks... I think his head... By the time his head gets... sends a signal to his foot, it's too late most of the time. And it bypasses his elbow sometimes. I just think, I'll swing one of them.
Fucking have some of that. Hadouken!
But I mean,
he's going to play in the final, isn't
he? You would have thought so. He will definitely be involved. But this is what I think, like, there was all that, obviously, Renato Sanchez. United missed out, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, Bayern Munich's got a much more effective scouting system. Possibly, but
he scouted the cunt 30 times. If you've got a scout of cunt 30 times, then maybe he's not good enough.
I don't know if he's not good enough, because Bayern Munich don't really buy that many flops.
No, they don't. But alright, okay. So maybe that there was question marks over him that we weren't getting answered in our scout reports. If we scouted him 30 times,
well,
that's,
you know,
the thing.
Yeah, if he's just,
because,
well, how many,
we scouted Benfica. That's the fact.
Yeah.
And people are assuming it's an out
of
sources.
They've got a lot of players,
yeah.
Youngsters. Oh well.
But that's the only fact, is that we scouted Benfica, that we scouted him.
But we do need someone, a box-to-box midfielder who is creative and can get a tackle and who's got
the emergence of Fosu Mensah might have put enough doubt in us to go, do you know what? We've got this much budget for the season. He's going to eat up fucking 50% of it. Do you know what? We still need a right winger. We still need a centre-half. Maybe we don't fucking pull up.
We need a centre-half and a centre-forward. No doubt. Although, saying that, depends what if James Wilson comes back and he's, because he's done well out in Brighton.
Yes.
Did they?
Even Will Keane.
Are they playing today? Or did they play last night? When they got beat
last night.
They get beat by Sheffield Wednesday.
I don't know.
See, whole one today, didn't they? 2-0.
It was on as I was on my way down.
Yeah, it was 2-0 up with like 10 away to Derby.
But if you got Marshall, Wilson, and Rashford as your three choice strikers, this is assuming that Rooney's going to be on his back. If you've got them as your free choice strikers, there's no experience there.
Yeah, but Mourinho.
Is that where Zlatan comes?
Oh, I would take Zlatan, me.
Would you take them four? Would you be happy going forward next year with them four?
What, Martial, Rashford,
Zlatan, and Wilson?
I would have question marks.
You've also got Memphis, who can play there.
I'd have a slight question mark around Wilson.
He's not going to be. He's going to be third choice.
But yeah, no, but
fourth choice.
Yeah, but because I'd probably rather him do. Say like Brighton got promoted, I would let him stay at Brighton for the year in the Premier League.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then it just, when I take Zlatan, yeah, 100% I take Zlatan.
On a free.
I don't care if it costs him £500,000 a week. Do you know, like, you have like catalysts and people like that, and you.
Well,
like,
same just character.
Saying, yeah, just to say, yeah, characters. So.
But you got Mourinho, right? I said this at the end of the season last year. Like, we were talking about Bale, and I was saying, like, we've nobody in our team sheet. Although Martial is becoming that guy, where that he's a scary name on the team sheet. We've no scary names on the team sheet.
Right, you look at that every time, and you're like, oh.
So
dull. It's dull. You know, it's going to be dull.
If next year Mourinho does come, and you come to Old Trafford, and you know Mourinho makes whatever his home ground is a fortress, apart from this season at Chelsea. He had a 9-year undefeated record in the league at home. That's
ridiculous.
Well,
you and then, if like say Mourinho come then.
So you've got Mourinho.
And you only signed three players, Zlatan being one. Let's say he signed three, he was happy predominantly with the core of the squad, yeah, for some reason.
Yeah.
And he signed Zlatan. Or four max, yeah.
All right, I'm going to.
So Zlatan's one.
I'm going to go James Rodriguez, because I'm hearing noises, and I also think that that's likely. due to his status as a social media fucking player, and also that he's probably going to be easy to get out of Real Madrid, and I think that's something Woodward would go for.
And he's got a South American market there,
yeah.
And he was a darling of the 2014 World Cup. Yeah.
And I also think he's a player as well. So.
Oh yeah, he's a class player.
And he would fill in on that right hand side.
Has he got the right attitude?
I don't know enough about him.
Well, he got dropped by Real Madrid and he's not been seen since.
I'd still take a gamble on him because I think he's still a
70 million, 60 million quid.
They wouldn't charge us that.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't think they could command that for him. If he was 40 mil, I'd do it.
How old is he? 25, 26?
Maybe.
He's class. Younger, yeah. He is class.
So I'd go for him. I'd go with Zlatan on a free. I'd go with James Rodriguez or a Griezmann. Supposedly there's something in Griezmann.
Yeah, well, because he used to be a United fan. He's not leaving Atletico Madrid.
That's the thing. But Atletico do like to sell their fucking players from time to time.
They've got that Jose Angel Correa.
You know what, like, with the scouting and the way they fucking replace.
I think he's Argentinian. He's going to be mint. But Griezmann is like their go-to guy.
He is. He's a key part.
And they don't need to sell anyone. So, like previously, they've had to sell people. Or, you know.
Or third choice, because I mean, we've got to go with a right winger. We've definitely got to go with a right-sided attacker, whether that's a winger or an inverted forward or whatever. So Griezmann, James Rodriguez, or even someone like Mahrez, but I don't think you're getting Mahrez out of Leicester because I do want to get Kante out of Leicester. So if I go, all right, Zlatan, Griezmann, or Rodriguez, Kante as my midfielder.
But when you said like Timothy Fosu-Mensah before.
I know.
He would like to stop you going.
But again, he's 18. He can definitely fill in and get. He'll still get game time. Yeah, he's also versatile.
That's why you'd have Daley Blind, wouldn't you? As that. Line centre midfielder
potentially, but if Kante's available for them, he's got a release clause of 20 million.
Yeah.
Fucking pay that shit. So I would definitely, if Kante's available, because Fosu-Mensah has the potential, but again, players don't always reach potential, do they? So I would.
Yeah,
go
but
in.
I think you know, there's no doubt in if they, that kid.
They shouldn't be. No.
You
but
know,
either way, I'm going with Kante. Get Kante.
Yeah.
And then if we're getting a centre half, I want Huidis.
Huidis.
He reminds me of Vidic. He's just a fucking hard cunt, and he's 28, 29. I think he might even be 30. And if it's not him, I want someone like Ashley Williams. A lot of people laugh at that, like a fucking Swansea player. But no, he's a fucking.
It doesn't matter who they play for, does it?
How's it fuck? He's a centre half.
What about
him?
Varane's the one who's been touted about now, isn't he?
He's a sexy name, and I don't always go with that with a sexy name shit.
But yeah, but you know what's going to happen? He's going to have a fucking mint. Euros.
And he'd be just linked with us all summer.
And then he's going to be 60 million quid. And then he's like, on the verge of signing for United. And then he'll sign for fucking.
So rather than have the heartbreak of getting fucked around on the potential of getting someone like Varane, I'd rather spend about fucking 10 mil and get Ashley Williams. Because he'll be a rock. He knows the Premier League. He knows what he's going to be up against. Him and Smalling would form a decent partnership.
Yeah, but are you just basing that on the fact that Huth and Wes Morgan have been like outstanding and shit?
No. Well. No, not at all, because I've liked Ashley Williams for a fucking long time.
He's a decent player, but he's like one of them. How would he perform at a...
I think he'd be fine. I think he's got the right side. Actually, go on, what's your thought? Who are you going for?
We've got 6 minutes. I think is that 6 or 8?
6:40 left.
What, till we're there?
No, till...
Alright, fair enough. Well, Zlatan, definitely. I don't know, centre-half.
Zlatan's the opposite of what we got in it because he is all that experience. He's not going to need to play 40 games.
But he can let. He's got you runners in front of him. You basically say to him, you do what you want. And he gives you that physical presence, which we've not got.
That's what I was going to say earlier as well. You look at the team sheet, you see Jose Mourinho's name. You come to Old Trafford and you see his name on there and you see Zlatan's name on there and you go, fuck.
Yeah.
The moment you go, we can get a point here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you look at that, you're not fucking worried about it.
So go on, Zlatan. Are you going the same as me? Right wing go and centre mid, centre half?
I don't know, because like, I was thinking maybe right back as well.
I can understand.
Damien started like, you're like, wow, we've unearthed a real gem in. And then he's tailed off massively.
I wonder if that's a lot of having to play at left back as well and being moved around.
I don't know, because he played left back a lot.
He did, but him as himself has been moved around left and right. I mean, that can't be easy.
No, but at the same time, if you pay me 60 grand, 70 grand a week, I could move around wherever you want.
You can't run, mate. You're worse at running than I am.
If you don't need to run, do you? Just fucking ping it. But he just seems every time he gets to, goes into a tackle, if I think he's dead. That looked innocuous as anything at Norwich. Someone stood on his Achilles, or not even that, on his ankle or whatever. And I mean, Trevor Francis was talking out of his arse anyway, thinking, like, oh, it could be, he's ruptured. Oh, ruptured. Shut up, you dick. But, alright. I don't know, it's. That's what you get paid for, don't you, I suppose?
So go on, you're thinking, you've got Zlatan, you've got three others to go for.
Yeah. Well, it depends who's going to leave as well. So you've got. Because there's no guarantee that De Gea is going to stay this year.
I'm going to go on the assumption that he does, but yeah, he could quite easily fucking be on a plane somewhere.
So then you're scrambling. But the problem is like, why would, you know, you look at like Dortmund have obviously just signed Dembele, Munich have signed Sanchez and Hummels, announced it. The last time we ever done that was 2007. We signed Nani Anderson and Hargreaves before the end of May, I think it was.
Yeah.
We all know.
And
that.
Then we're like, oh, woo!
Yeah, and we all knew what happened. We all know what happened 12 months later, 9 months later, or whatever. So, I don't know. Centre half. It's difficult. I'd like Jimenez from Atletico Madrid, but then he's only a youngster.
And again, yeah, we've got far too much potential in the side. That's why I would go mostly for
experienced
25, 26, 27, 28 year old players, because we got the potential. Luke Shaw, we got. Yo, even David De Gea is probably just about coming into his prime. I mean, really,
when you look to the Bundesliga for like that Leroy Sané from Schalke,
yeah,
to do
even, you know, some of the lads at Wolfsburg,
a wing forward,
yeah.
Well, there was he was talking about the left back Pedro Rodriguez, and you're like, because he's dead balls and everything like that. But... So I don't know. So I'll say Jimenez, me, from Athletic. Well, is this obviously a dream scenario or realistic? Because I don't think we'll get him, but...
No, because every summer we're never going to sign the likes of fucking Bale, Muller and fucking Ronaldo.
No.
And Varane.
This Galactico policy is just embarrassing. It is embarrassing. We've seen what's happened with the... giving the youngsters a chance. They've got enough fighting spirit from there. They just need a few senior heads who've looked woefully out of the depth this year. So Zlatan, I think, will come in and give everybody a lift, and everyone thinking,
some of the shit that he would chat in training. Can you imagine the confidence he put into Rashford?
I came a king and left a legend.
He's going to put his arm around Rashford and he's going to tell him shit like,
you can be this, you can do that.
And Martial, like, he was going to say, listen, you got some skills, you are a kid, you could be as good as me one day.
Yeah, he might be as quick as me as well. But I think we need a proper centre midfielder box to box. Like Kante, yeah, I would agree with, but it's whether
you can get him out, whether he agrees that the project, I hate the word, but whether he thinks that Leicester are on. I'm pretty sure even Leicester fans are being realistic. They're not thinking they've overtaken United. They're thinking, we've won the league, if we can stay in the top six next year, they'd probably be happy with that.
Oh,
the players might also think, I've peaked, laters.
Yeah, well, that's the testament, isn't it? Because there's no one other than your Chelsea team and United that have ever like really gone back to back and been a domineering force. City, they fucking blow a lot of smoke, but they've never followed anything up. They follow up with a shocking season.
So we're going to have 1 minute left. Sum it up. Who are you going for?
Zlatan, Jimenez from Atletico. I'm just trying to think of who I play with on FIFA. Who I would like on there. Centre midfield. I mean, Ruben Neves from Porto. I like him. He's cultured. He's a young lad.
Same with the Andre Gomez thing. He's a name that's come out recently, but he's never impressed me. I've never sat there and gone, what a fucking player he is.
Yeah, but why do you have to do that, though?
I guess.
You don't want players who are going to be like 10 out of 10s every year. You want Dennis Irwins, who are going to be steady Eddie and hold the foundations of your team and let the players who play do exactly the same thing. So I would say Ruben Neves, and what if you had to get a centre half, even maybe Daniele Rigani, or not John Stones, Eric Laporte.
Eric,
whatever he's called. Laporte. But he's broken leg, but he said he wants to stay Athletic and he's been linked with City. But they're all the ones with potential, because I hate us buying established stars.
Yes and no. Because there's a time and a place for it.
But there is.
Do you know, someone told me that Ronnie Johnson was shit.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Fucking mad.
Talking out their ass. What a footballer he was.
Yeah. So, 20 seconds left. Cheers to Ben. Cheers to you motherfuckers for listening to us waffle absolute shit. I reckon we're a couple minutes away now from Birmingham. Time is up, wrapping up. Thank you for listening. Two podcasts today. Hit me up on YouTube, hit me up on Twitter, follow Ben. I'll put his Twitter address in, and that's us out of here. Thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.